Hello and welcome to the Responsive Family Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Holly, holistic sleep coach, lactation consultant, peaceful parenting educator, and mom. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the conflicting sleep info, frustrated with sleep information that just plain felt wrong, or searched desperately for a truly gentle and responsive sleep approach, then you are in the right place. In each episode, we'll be answering your most pressing baby and toddler sleep questions, busting those sleep myths, and helping you understand truly developmental, biologically normal baby and toddler sleep, plus encouraging you to trust your intuition along the way. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. We are going to be talking about sleep rules and bad habits, and whether or not this is something you need to be worrying about when supporting your little sleep. This is such a big topic, and I feel like these ideas of having your baby live up to certain expectations or having your toddler be able to do certain things by certain times, it's so huge. There's so much information out there saying this is the way to do it, and this is the only way to do it, and you have to do it by this time in this way, or somehow you're hurting your baby, or you're undermining your toddler's independence, or your baby's never going to get there if we don't do it now and quickly. And there's something wrong with you or your baby if they aren't managing that. It's so much fear-based information, and it's so problematic because this isn't how babies work, and it's not how toddlers work, and it's not how humans work. You know, we're not all the same, and so of course sleep isn't going to look the same from baby to baby or toddler to toddler. So I wanted to start out by calling out some of these rules that we hear a lot of. And a lot of these rules are wrapped up with this idea of bad habits and things that we should or shouldn't be doing to create quote unquote healthy sleep habits. And I am saying it that way because there's a very distinct sleep training way that you talk about healthy sleep habits. And then there's what actually supports sleep from a, you know, physiological perspective, and those aren't the same thing. So, bad habits, sleep rules, sleep shoulds, let's call some of those out. Your baby should be sleeping through the night by now, and that could be X pounds, it could be X months. You know, they should be sleeping 12 hours, they should be sleeping, you know, without any wakes or any need for you. Your baby shouldn't need night feeds anymore, or they shouldn't need to feed to sleep. It's another big one. Your baby should go down drowsy but awake. They should be able to fall asleep independently without support. You shouldn't need to rock them. You shouldn't need to respond to them. Your baby shouldn't need to sleep near you, shouldn't need contact sleep. You should be teaching your baby to self-soothe. Your baby should be on a schedule by now. Right, these are all things I think most parents have heard. I've heard them as a parent with my own kiddos. I've heard them from my clients. I have heard them from professionals supporting my clients and just generally moving through professional spaces. So this is not just something you hear from one area. It's not just on social media. It's really pervasive in our culture. And the fact that we hear it from professionals, I think, just shows how little developmentally based expectations are integrated into how we educate professionals who are supporting us parents, right, in those early years. And that's not their fault, but it is really problematic. So all of these expectations, all of these rules, all of these shoulds or should nots are cultural beliefs. And they are cultural beliefs promoted and packaged as biological fact, but they're not. And I think that's a really important point. None of these rules are based on what's developmentally and biologically normal for babies. They're much more about how we think babies should be sleeping or what we think toddlers should be doing, again with the should, and not about what the research says, and not about the evidence, not about parents' lived experiences, not about what babies actually need to sleep well. And so you think about, oh, sleeping through and self-soothing and getting them independent, these all are things that sound like we should be working on. And yet the ways that we talk about them, the ways that are promoted, almost undermine sleep, right? Or almost undermine the process long term. They might be focused on the immediacy and are less keeping in mind the big picture and what's actually healthy for baby's development. All babies are different. And this is the thing that's really wild to me. All babies are different. All toddlers are different. All humans are different. So why would we have these rules that treat them as though there's one right way and it's going to work for everybody? Like, that's not true about anything in parenting. Not true about anything in sleep. And so it's so crazy to me that it's such a strong belief that's out there and such strong messaging. And, you know, it's just, there's a range of normal and there's a range of what works. And even within that, these rules don't generally capture the majority of babies' and parents' experiences. So babies need to sleep well. They need good things that set them up for healthy sleep. But that's much more about, you know, supporting them emotionally, helping them feel safe and secure, helping them relax into sleep, making sure they're tired, and all sorts of things that actually promote good quality sleep, not forcing them into little boxes, right, or shoulds and should nots. Now, when we think about sleep rules, I said they're often entangled in bad habits, right? And you hear the whole, oh, you shouldn't nurse them to sleep because that's creating a bad habit. If you nurse them to sleep, they'll always want to nurse to sleep. If you rock them to sleep, they'll always want to rock to sleep. And when we think about it this way, it's like the only thing that's a good habit is your baby not needing you at all, which is wild because babies are dependent. They need you and they need to be nurtured and they need to be responded to. And that helps them feel safe and secure. And so these bad habit ideas, you know, are this way of thinking about what they need and what you do, you're somehow going to do forever. And so, of course, if that was true, then we'd have to quickly fix it, right? Change it, get them into this cultural expectation of good sleep. But you don't have to do them forever. And you are not a bad habit. You nurturing your baby, responding to your baby is not a bad habit. A baby waking at night like they're supposed to, like they're biologically meant to, is not a bad habit. And so we have to allow babies to develop like babies and sleep like babies and have their sleep unfold like babies are meant to. And even toddlers, right? They need their own path to be honored and supported as well. So there isn't a time by which your child needs to reach these milestones. There's no window of opportunity to get them there. They'll sleep through the night when they're ready. They will learn to fall asleep independently when they're ready. They will not need as much contact when they're ready. They won't need night feeds when they're ready. And of course, if you're ready for some of these things to change, and you're like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore, then you can work to change things. But these rules, I feel like, set parents up for this expectation that this is how it has to be. If you're not doing that, you're failing. You're doing something wrong. There's something wrong with your baby or your toddler. And it's just such a narrow view of what healthy sleep is supposed to look like. And it's a very narrow cultural view, right? That's not shared around the world. But the fact that we don't even recognize that it's a cultural view, right? That it's not about biology, but it's talked about biology. And I feel like this causes so much stress and really gets in the way of parents, of you all doing what works and seeing what your baby needs and doing that without guilt or shame or judgment. Because I hear from so many parents, right? I know this is what my baby needs, or I know it works, but I feel guilty. You know I created this situation because, and it's like, no, you didn't. You are seeing what your baby needs and responding to it. You know, somehow when my oldest was little, before I was a sleep coach, I definitely got pulled into the, oh my God, everyone is sleep training, what is going on kind of whirlwind. But I think I was lucky because I was grounded enough by my mom and the way that she talked about babies and raised us and her professional background. The idea that you wouldn't respond to a baby or that babies didn't need to wake at night or didn't eat night feeds was just laughable to me because it was so much a part of my narrative growing up that I thought it was part of everyone's narrative growing up, and that's where it was challenging for me as a parent. But I know that's not true for everybody, and we get these messages from so many different places, and they are powerful, and they really undermine confidence, and they shape expectations. And so the point of this episode is to say, ignore the sleep shoulds and should nots. Ignore the rules. Ignore the bad habit talk. in some of the future episodes, we're going to dig into some of these ideas, bad habits, rules, you know, sleep myths, however you want to think about it, in more depth, because they are so powerful. And I want you to do what works. You know that you can always change it when it stops working for you, and not to catastrophize into the future and, you know, be scared of doing things that feel right or you know work because some arbitrary sleep rule that a lot of professionals talk about says so. So trust your instincts, trust your baby, trust that you know what's right for you and your family. Don't be afraid of doing what works, and ignore anyone who says everyone should do this or everyone should do that or this is a bad habit. Really stop and reflect and like, why? Why is responding to my baby a bad habit? Why is nurturing them or feeding them or nursing them a bad habit when that's really what babies are designed to do? So I hope you found this helpful. I love thinking about just challenging the status quo with this, right? You can do what works for your family, and that is okay. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode left you feeling more informed, confident, and encouraged on your sleep journey. And just a reminder before you go that nothing in this episode is individualized to your specific sleep situation, nor is it to be taken as medical advice. Take what resonates, ignore what doesn't, and check with your healthcare provider about any medical concerns. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss an episode. And take a moment to rate, review, or share an episode you love on social media. All of that helps parents just like you find me, this podcast, and this gentle and responsive sleep information. I'll see you next time.